I want you to take a breath, relax, now lean in. This is my first blog post, and I want to set the tone for what you can expect from me going forward. Hi, I'm Sheila Lionhall, and here's what I know for sure. Parents of teenagers are seasoned veterans when it comes to raising children. You may not have noticed, but you are envied by a lot of people for two reasons. Number one, your teenager is still under your jurisdiction. Number two, you have field experience in raising teenagers, in raising children and teenagers. But here's something you never get credit for, and you should. You have frontline experience with the teenagers that you feed and clothe and nurture. And even though they sometimes break your heart, there are many, many reasons to celebrate your sons and daughters and to be thankful for them. The amazing thing about parents of teenagers is they live at ground zero. That's where the rubber hits the road and sometimes splatters on the sidewalk. But that's when most of you parents, most of you, have the courage to readjust, to regroup, and to begin again. But you begin wiser the next time around, which is a wonderful thing. Let's face it, you are parenting teenagers. That means sometimes it looks like you're being tried by fire. And I don't say that lightly, because we both know when those trying times show up. But know this, here at Parenting Your Teen for Life, we revel in the mission, our mission, to help parents get through the turbulent teen years. But in order to reach the light at the end of the tunnel, parents must be willing to do two things. Number one, upgrade their parenting skills. This is important because what parents use to raise their, the skills that parents use to raise their middle school children will not work well for their high school teenagers. Number two, adapt to positive transforming behaviors. I'll say it again. Adapt to positive transforming behaviors. Let me emphasize a little more. To adapt, to embrace, to perform, to use parenting positive transforming behaviors. I'll get it right. If anything is going to crack the code on raising teenagers, it will definitely involve interacting with our teenagers using positive transforming behaviors. I'm going to borrow a quote from Eddie Murphy and say that later on I'm going to go deep, deep, deep into positive transforming behaviors. I don't know if you've made the connection yet, but that's what the Oath for Parenting Teenagers is all about. It lays the groundwork for cracking the code on parenting teenagers through positive transforming behaviors. The beauty of the Oath for Parenting Teenagers is it puts positive training behaviors within the reach of every parent who's raising a teenager, without exception. Now, I can say without exception with confidence because I do not believe that one size fits everybody. There are as many kinds of parent-teen relationships as there are parenting styles. Your current relationship with your son or daughter and your willingness to use the positive transforming behaviors will make all the difference in what you achieve. You will always be in control of the level of transformation because you will always control the process. Let me say it again. I'll get it right. But you will always control the level of transformation you achieve in the process because you're always going to be in control of the process, and that should give you a lot of confidence. So, if you haven't done it already, please put your name and email address on the form to the right of your screen. After you click the blue button, I'll send you an email with a link to download the Oath for Parenting Teenagers. Now, as soon as you can, I'd like you to read the Oath, Then come back here and read this blog post a second time. Now, the reason I'm asking you to do that is because I believe you'll have a different perspective on raising your teenager after you've read The Oath for Parenting Teenagers. Parents who know me know that I believe in change. I really do. But change only happens when our perspective changes. Let me repeat that. Change only happens when our perspective changes. Now, I suspect many of you now have thoughts and opinions and questions and comments about some of what I've said and what you've read. I'd love to read all of that. So, if you would use the comment box below to leave me a message, I would really appreciate that. But more than that, I'm going to use an expression from my childhood. I double dare you to leave me a message. I hope you will. All right, I'll talk with you later. Until then, hang in there. Shalom.